This I Believe. Samuel S. Bartlett is founder and headmaster of the South Kent School in Connecticut. Since 1923, he has found the job of guiding growing boys a continuing challenge to his energy and enthusiasm. For relaxation, he does a little surf casting in summer and duck hunting in winter. These are some of the things Samuel Bartlett believes.
During the first 25 years of my life, it was my good fortune to have a mother and father, the rector of my church, a headmaster, and a very close friend, all of whom were deeply sincere in their efforts to be good Christians. In my contacts with each of them, I soon found that they themselves were making a constant effort to live by the standards they expected of me, and that those standards did not come from a personal philosophy, but were imposed from without by an infinitely greater and more powerful being. I can see that they themselves failed at times to live up to those standards. At the same time, I could also see that they never stopped trying. I admired and respected them, and they represented the sort of person I wanted to be. As a youngster at school, I reasoned that if the proof of the pudding was in the eating, and these people represented what I wanted to be, it naturally followed that I could perhaps have a chance were I to try to live up to the same standards using the same methods. As I grew older and was faced with more and greater responsibility, I found it necessary, because of my profession, to try to explain to old and young why I thought and acted as I did. It was then that I began reading the Bible, especially the New Testament, and Thomas A. Kempis, The Imitation. And there it all was, told in simple language that almost anyone could understand. The Creator endowed each one of us with certain talents. If we are content to act in a simple, straightforward way, being ourselves and not trying to be someone else, I believe we have at least made a start on the road to happiness and contentment. There is nothing, especially the young, spot sooner than insincerity. I believe that the Lord will provide. In my work as a schoolmaster, trying to build up a school, I have seen it work too many times for it to be merely chance. Likewise, as the head of a family of five children, I have found the same to be true. I suppose one could call it faith. To me, the thought that there is no life after death is untenable. I also believe what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, and that if I try to do the job as I think he would want me to, any real problems I am faced with will be solved, provided that I keep on trying and do not quit. Some years ago, at the end of the summer, we were preparing to return home from Cape Cod. Since, as a schoolmaster, I had received no pay during the summer, we had scraped the bottom of the barrel, and there was no cash available to buy gasoline or food on the way home. My good wife was somewhat concerned about how we were to relieve the pangs of hunger in the five children during our 250-mile trip. With the thought in mind of borrowing from my friends at the gas station, I said that the Lord will provide, and went on with my job of sweeping up. As I passed the broom under a bureau in one of the bedrooms, what should come forth but a $10 bill? Perhaps the wind had blown it there a few days earlier. Perhaps also one of the holy angels, bored with things and wanting a bit of fun, had, with his tongue in his cheek, put it there. At any rate, to this day, whenever the family talk gets on to subjects such as school or college expenses, or the wherewithal for the summer vacation may come from, someone is sure to sing out, "The Lord will provide." And the interesting part of it is, he always has.
That was Samuel S. Bartlett, headmaster of the South Kent School. Five children and a sympathetic understanding of his fellow humans give him unusual qualifications for his job.